Right now at Mitsubishi, you'll get 7 years warranty, plus up to $1,500 worth of accessories. See your Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Round 19 is in the books, and here's how it sounded.
And Luai down the short side. Now kick out. He's got Mansour with him. Kick out. He's busted loose. He gets it back to Crichton. Oh, it's a beautiful Penrith try. Midside pass by Carla Mariner. Yes! 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 Canterbury score again. This is extraordinary. He goes on his own ton of the player, and he's going to score. Oh, the Titans are cutting them open. Ton of the player scores again.
Oh, cutting them down the middle. Chris Reed. Into the backfield. Here's Ponga. Goodbye. Newcastle, so easy.
Yeah, it was so easy, and we had that man on the show tomorrow, Caelan Ponga. But look, the penultimate round of regular season footy, Liam, one more, then final footies, baby. But look, it's there's some scenarios, some really intriguing scenarios starting to develop in this last weekend of regular season footy.
Absolutely. There's still finals positions to be jostled for. We're going to get to MG's good, bad and ugly. And MG, I'll say it right now, if your good does not include my Gold Coast Titans, I'm leaving. You can do the rest of the show yourself.
Well, you'll be staying.
15 minutes time. If you don't have the Gold Coast Titans front and centre in good, bad and ugly, I'm leaving the show.
They're part of it.
We got a burning question surrounding Tom Trbojevic that we need to get to just after 6.30, MG. But up next, we need to focus off the field. A massive bombshell announcement this morning at NRL headquarters. NRL CEO Andrew Abdo announcing huge cuts at head office. We're going to get our man Brent Reed to join us next to explain where the money's going from, what it means for the game, MG, because that's what everyone wants to know.
Well, the ripple effect will be profound, you imagine.
Coming up next, Brent Reed, Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG's good, bad and ugly from the weekend of footy. Dragons fans, you might want to stick around for the ugly because it involves you. But first, we need to do this.
Trending now.
Big news this morning, MG, with NRL CEO Andrew Abdo announcing the NRL is cutting 25% of its staff levels at head office. What does this mean? What are the flow-on effects? We turn to this man to get all the information. Brent Reed, the irreplaceable from the Triple M NRL team and the Australian. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, interesting times, Reedy. I suppose, you know, the cost cuts with the NRL are making, 25% of staff. I know the big names have already been named, but there's a possibility we won't even find out who these 25% of people are.
Well, I think a lot of them, MG, you won't know. I shouldn't say you won't notice they're gone, but there'll be people we don't know. The people at the grassroots level and the lower levels of the game, because obviously we've seen Nick Weeks and Liz Deegan from the executive team who've been made redundant. And I shouldn't say that. It's funny you say this, but the big ticket ones, right? I think now we're going to see people at the lower levels of the administration gone. But, you know, I think it's been coming for a while. They've said they wanted to cut $50 million from the running costs of head office, and that inevitably would lead to staff going. And that day's arrived today. It's a pretty dark day at Rugby League Central. It's a pretty somber place to be today, and there's been so much going on. But I can imagine it's been really, really hard for them to keep their minds on their job at the moment.
Reedy, your average punter hears this news and thinks, okay, I know the competition needs to save money because of COVID. But what they probably want to know, what does this mean for their club, and what does this mean for the players that play for their club?
Well, I'll give you this perspective on why they need to do it. This year, the game's revenue is going to drop by $120 million, and they've eaten into $80 million of their cash reserves. That's the sort of money this year's cost them, and that's this year alone. Next year, it's going to linger. Don't worry. There'll be an after effect next year. What it means for the clubs, look, I mean, the clubs are running on a smell of an oily rag now, and hopefully it means that by cutting costs at head office, some of that money they save can be directed to the clubs to help strengthen them. In terms of the players are involved in really tense negotiations with the game at the moment. Well, they're heading down that path, MG, and the NRL wants them to take a 10% pay cut. They're saying they only want to take 5%. Now, you're haggling over 5% at a time when head office has cut its cost by 25%. Now, they're going to have to be really careful of the players, or they're going to be painted in a pretty bad light out of this. So, you know, I think it puts pressure on them to resolve that situation. Now, they need to get it done because the NRLs, they've made the big decision. They've cut their costs. It's now up to the players to come to an agreement with the NRL on their wages for next year and beyond.
You can imagine, Rudy, that the flow-on effect will be dramatic. Obviously, the new team in Queensland might have to be put on hold, and all these other people, all these people you mentioned who are losing their jobs, are probably people at the coalface, the heartbeat of rugby league, which is going to be a massive blow to the game.
Oh, no doubt, Andrew. We're going to feel the effect of this for a while yet, and certainly in terms of expansion, I think what it means now is if you want to be an expansion team and you haven't got money behind you, you are no chance to get across the line. You need to be really, you know, for the NRL to even consider expanding now, the team that they may have to put in has got to have a lot of cash behind them. Otherwise, it won't even get considered. So that severely restricts the amount of people who can try and come in as another team in Brisbane, and maybe it puts a line through it altogether.
Yeah, a tough news day for those working in rugby league. Our thoughts go to anybody who does lose their job at NRL headquarters. All they're trying to do is keep the game rolling on, so our thoughts are with them. Brent Reed, thank you for painting a picture of what this means for the game now and moving forward. We'll speak to you on Thursday before Thursday night footy.
No worries, guys. Hopefully in a few years, those people that have to let go and the game gets back on its feet, they can re-employ them. And a bit of team news or a bit of player movement news, it looks like Adam Fanua-Blake may get confirmed as a Warriors player as early as tomorrow. Ooh. Means Manly suddenly, the chance of Kieran Foran returning to Manly are heightening by the day.
All right. Like it. Like it. Kieran Foran back to his... back to the warm embrace of Dez.
Not sure Manly need a 5'8 at the moment.
The Northern Beaches, you can't resist it once you've been here. You never want to leave.
All right, Brent Reed, thank you. We'll speak to you Thursday night.
Okay, guys, see ya.
MG, we've got to get to your good, bad and ugly up next, but you're not happy with Kieran Foran maybe landing back at Manly?
Oh, look, I'm happy with it, whatever Kieran Foran decides to do, but at the moment when you're losing Fanua-Blake and Joel Thompson for next year, I think they need forwards quicker than they need backs.
All right. Time to get to MG's good, bad and ugly from round 19. Dragons fans, you got to listen up, and the refs might cop a drive-by as well, I think, up next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. A burning question about Manly's Tom Trbojevic. Whether he should be New South Wales' Tom Trbojevic coming up in about 20 minutes' time.
That is a good question.
We're going to get to that, but we need to do this.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, let me first start off with saying the real good is the Panthers, 14 in a row, 14 straight, third minor premiership. We all know what happened when they won their last two. They won the comp. So let's, as a Panther man, it's looking really good. I'm not getting too carried away yet, but they've still got a job to do. But a couple of other teams really caught my eye, in particular the Bulldogs, who are really good. Steve Georgiou, take a bow. And your Titans, Liam.
Yes!
Your Titans, four in a row, up 42-12 at one stage at Lotto Land, the old Brookie Oval against Manly. Just the juggernaut continues with the Titans. AJ Brimson is in career best form. He'll definitely be in the Origin 17 somewhere.
What do you think? Not,
definitely. He's just imagine him coming on 20 minutes into the game and just popping up everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. The Bulldogs, Josh Jackson's 200th game, to come out and basically, from the opening whistle, just thump the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And that's a worrying sign for the Rabbitohs more so, because they're only 1 week away from finals footy. That's not the kind of dress rehearsal you want to have going into a major game, getting beaten by the team coming last. So now all eyes are on Thursday night when the Broncos take on the Cowboys. And if the Broncos lose, the first time ever, they'll get the wooden spoon. That's not good, by the way. That's good.
No. Okay, about your bad, MG?
Well, the bad, I've been good to them all year. I've been kind of, you know, everyone's working under duress, but the referees are, but also the players and the coaches. A couple of howlers on the weekend have got to be addressed, and I'm not sure if this is the blame of the referees or if the bunker is just making policy up on the run. But the Gutho tip-on, I've been involved with rugby league for 47 years and I've never known that to be a knock-on. The tip-on, I've never known it to be. It's an art that few can major, and it's a real skill that a few can handle, and Gutho did it beautifully. Should have been a try every day of the week. And Jackson Paulo, when he put his foot out against the Doggies for the South Sydney winger, that, for mine, has said to me that the bunker now is almost on the cusp of being extinct. I think we've either got to get rid of it, or if the referee is doubtful over a try, which they're doubtful over 90%, let's face it.
Yeah.
Don't say anything, referee. Just say, look, can you have a look at that for me? And that try of Jackson Paulo's, if that was a final, man, that's all we'll be talking about all week. They should have, even if they were taking the shot at goal, the bunker should have said, mate, his foot was in the touch. That's embarrassing if you let that be a try.
Mm.
We got it wrong, but we've got to amend it right now.
Mm.
And they can. They can do that because that's what technology's for. But don't sit there and watch things unfold and not do anything about it. As for the tip on, well, that's, you know, I think they were just making that rule up as they went along. And I'm a bit worried a couple of weeks out from finals footy that the pressure's going to be even worse, Liam.
Well, a man who shares your sentiment around the bunkers and the refereeing from the round is Raiders coach Ricky Stewart. Obviously, Jack Whiten sin-binned for the offside. Here's what Ricky had to say in the post-match press conference.
It really frustrates me, and if I say anything, you just get payback. But would have that been the same decision if it was a semi-final? I hope not, because he wasn't offside. And look, Graham Annesley is a really nice man. He's been in the game for a long time. But in regards to rugby league, Graham Annesley and myself, we are planets apart. Planets. Thank God COVID's in, I tell you, because we won't get any more than 6,000 of these games.
Planets apart. Yeah, look, I concur with what he says about Graham Annesley. And Graham Annesley's best interests are fully in the game. Let's put that on the table. And so are Ricky Stewart's with his team. So a lot of... Look, I think he'll be getting a call from the NRL to say, please explain that.
Absolutely.
After that little outburst, if Ivan Cleary gets one, well, I think he'll get one.
The unfortunate thing for Graham Annesley as well is that this was week one of a single official in the bunker.
Mm.
And the idea... And in the press release when it was sent put out at the time... He said that, Graham Annesley said, importantly though, these changes will be invisible to our clubs and fans on game day. Well, Graham, they weren't. They were very obvious.
They're far from invisible.
Yep.
And if we're cost cutting for the sake of the game, of getting, you know, not getting the game right, well, we're cost cutting for the wrong reasons. We need to fix that dramatically.
Yep.
Because that's especially the foot in the touch. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, if the touch judge misses it because someone's in the way, fair enough.
All right.
If the referee misses it, fair enough, but the bunker shouldn't miss that.
We've disappeared down a bit of a rabbit hole here. MG, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hold your ugly. We're going to get to it next.
I like you. I like your style.
We're going to keep
that's called a tease in Radio Land.
We're going to keep Dragons fans on edge for a little bit longer.
133353 if you're Dragons fans.
Dragons fans, get involved. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. MG's Round 19 Ugly coming up next.
Back for 2020.
We're back, baby.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. Or as we like to call him here at Triple M, Liam Flanagan.
And we are in the middle of MG's good, bad and ugly for round 19 of the NRL. His good, the Panthers, the Bulldogs, the Titan. Lots to love from round 19. The bad was the referees and the performance they delivered. But the ugly,
the bunker.
MG.
No, more the bunker. More the bunker, not the
referees.
The howlers, yeah.
But MG, we're up to your ugly and we've saved it because it deserves its own little section.
Yeah, it's the Dragons. Kalen Ponga scored in the fourth minute and basically from then on it was an avalanche. And what was really concerning for mine is that after 24 minutes, after 26 minutes, it was 24-0. And the most shocking part of all that was the Saifidi brothers' tries. Five metres out, barge overs. That happens in under eights when you've got the biggest kid in the team getting the ball and barging over the line. And for mine, they've put the white flag up weeks ago, the Dragons players. And I think Anthony Griffin's got to grab them white flags and stick them up their kibers when he gets to the training and say, boys, this is not how you play rugby league. Ben Hunt, okay, let's go back to Ben Hunt. And the forwards, all them forwards are in, you know, I can't single out any forward because every forward knows that they win matches for your backs. And I'm taking Zach Lomax out of that equation because he at least had a dig.
Mm.
Okay, Ben Hunt keeps saying he wants to be a number seven. Ben Hunt's been halfback this year for the Dragons seven times. And guess how many times they've won?
Well, not many.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero. Ben Hunt is a number nine. You tell me I'm wrong. We've got Dragons fans on the line. You tell me that Ben Hunt's not a number nine.
This is how you've no vested interest in the Dragons, and this is how fired up you are.
You know what? Hook Griffin is in for a rude awakening,
Mike,
after that performance. That is a bad, bad game.
Mike from Wollongong's called through. Dragons fan. Mike, what do you think of their performance from the weekend?
Mate, that was just disgraceful. I've been a Dragons fan since I was a little kid.
Mm.
And to go down, poor Dean Young, you know, he's tried to do what he can. They got rid of Mary. What the hell is Anthony Griffin going to pick up and do with that mob when he comes in next year?
Yeah, good.
Is he just going to cull them or just bench them?
He can't cull the whole list.
There's definitely problems there, and they've got to sort him out. But that inept performance yesterday against the team who haven't been that consistent themselves. It was a good chance for them to try and bounce back into a bit of form, but the Dragons, man, they were just woeful.
Yeah, not good, not good. Mike, thank you for the call. We're going to throw you an annual family pass to Featherdale Wildlife Park, MG.
Oh, yeah, out of Doonside.
Get
fantastic.
Closer at Featherdale, save over 40% with the Spring Saver deal. Up next, we're turning our attention to Tom Trbojevic with the burning question. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
So Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We do it for our friends at Mitsubishi because 2020 is full of twists and turns. But with renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. And with Mitsubishi's 7-year warranty and 3 years free servicing, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life, MG. That's what we want to do.
Who doesn't want peace of mind, brother?
And I want to have the time of my life. That's what I want to do every single day.
We are, every time we're on this show.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what this show, that the theme song should be for this show's Time of Your Life. Let's do one of these.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Should Freddie pick Tom Trbojevic for State of Origin, MG?
That's straight to the point, isn't it?
I asked that off the back of yesterday's comeback or the weekend comeback game where he took on the Gold Coast Titans. We hadn't seen him since June. These hamstring injuries that have crueled his last couple of seasons. 53-minute mark, and he cops a knock to that shoulder. Diagnosed as a stinger, but fears it could be worse. He's had gone for scans after the game. Fears it could be a rotator cuff.
Look, on the face value, you'd say no. You'd say, look, Tommy, sit this one out. Tommy is just a byproduct of not being able to play footy. And you're going to play against guys in this Origin series who are battle-hardened, that are ready for the games of their lives. These three games are going to be awesome, and they're going to be intense. And I don't know if Tommy's body can withstand that. I really don't. And I don't think he deep down knows himself. And I think if there's any doubt whatsoever, don't play. I mean, he's 23. He's going to have another 10 years of Origin. You don't want to go out in that cauldron, which is Origin, playing against guys who have just played the last 14 weeks straight. You're going to play against guys who have played the finals. Manly aren't playing finals footy. And that's another cross next to Tommy's name as far as playing Origin this year. If he says he's right to Freddie, I know Freddie will pick him. If he pick him in the 29-man squad, and if he says he's right and he trains right and does everything right, but he can't get another game orientated performance in before he goes and plays Origin, if he wants to play Origin. So that worries me.
Well, I think Freddie said on one of the Channel 9 weekend shows that he will pick him. Tommy's already came out and said, I will be right for Origin. So
yep,
we face that situation where the player says he's right to go, the coach wants to pick him, and I guess they're the only two opinions that matter. But MG, let's drill down on it a bit more. What position is he going to play in this New South Wales side this year?
He'll be centre.
Okay.
Like he was last year.
Who is he fighting against? You know, who if...
Oh, there's a myriad. There's in Freddie's 29-man squad, he's going to have five or six outside backs who have not tasted Origin before. You know, you've got yesterday Jared Croker in Canberra. You've got Zach Lomax. You've got Katoni Staggs. You've got Josh Morris. You've got Jesse Ramian. You've got a host of outside backs who can fill the void for Freddie. There's no doubt about that.
I would be guessing that all of those players are fighting for one centre spot because Jack Whiten is a lock at the other centre.
Yeah, he is.
But just how right to go does Tom Trbojevic need to be to take that centre spot away from one of those other players?
Well, he needs to be purring along. And the fact that even a Josh Morris, who will be playing all the way up to probably the grand final the week off, is going to be, you know, there for the picking. And any form is good form when you're playing late in the season. That means that you've done enough to get to where you want to be. And unfortunately for those teams, and that might play against Zach Lomax, it might play against Katoni Staggs, because none of them are playing finals footy. So you're missing an extra 3 or 4 weeks of battle-hardened rugby league that these guys are privy to. Even a bowler could be Stephen Crichton, to be honest. Both teams, Queensland and New South Wales, will be made up of guys who are running hot. And unfortunately for Kevvy Walters, the Broncos and the Cowboys and the Titans aren't going to play finals footy. And the only team that is who got Queensland reps in it are the Storm. So you've got to think that at the moment, New South Wales, even though they've won back-to-back series, have also got their nose in front of Queensland as far as finals footy goes. So I worry about Tommy. I do. He's such a sensational player to watch. I don't want to watch him injured. I don't want to watch him not playing at 100% because if he starts to think about what the process is, well, that's when you hurt your body.
Mm. My mind just drifts back to Optus Stadium in Perth, hat-trick, just dominating. Yeah. They've got the big advantage on Tom Trbojevic's side and that of Brad Fittler's as well, bloke by the name of Nathan Gibbs, Manly doctor and the New South Wales doctor. So,
and he stated that. He's no mug. He knows exactly what Tommy's got to do to perform at Origin, and if he's not at 100%, if he's at 99%, he'll rule him out.
This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Coming up next, a lot of non-rugby league taking place over the weekend. We're going to see just how much of it MG paid attention to next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're almost done for you Monday. Tomorrow, MG, the final team list Tuesday of the regular season.
Oh, hasn't that snuck up on us? Round 20 already. I can't wait to see who's in and who's out.
Semi-final football on the way. But before we finish up, as we do every Monday, there's plenty of non-rugby league that happened over the weekend, so we play this.
Has MG been paying attention?
I play you bits of audio from sport that happened over the weekend, MG. You need to tell me what the sport is and what the story is.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Let's start with this one.
Their season's going to end with a 3-goal game for the second year in a row.
That would be the GWS Giants.
And St Kilda, they're back. The Saints are back in the finals.
St Kilda putting an end to GWS season. Sydney also went down to in a narrow loss to the Cats, a strong performance by the Swans. But the Giants finished the season 10th. The Swans finished the season 16th. And hope both sets of players are enjoying themselves on a Mad Monday, MG.
Well, they're out of the bubble.
The situation they now find themselves in is shopping list time. They need to go shopping because Zach Williams from the Giants has informed the club he's going to explore free agency today, which is a big loss. The Giants need to get Jeremy Cameron's deal done.
And did I read somewhere today that Leon Cameron's job is under pressure re-signing a two-year deal?
I think there's some media types down in Melbourne throwing barbs.
Throwing darts.
Yeah, throwing some darts, seeing if they can get anything to land. But I think you can see Leon Cameron coaching for the next 2 years at least. Next one, MG, what is this sport and what's the story?
A marble shot. That was marble right there.
That was marble, right? That's Kobe Bryant. That was the Lakers securing a win and on track to win their first title since 2010.
Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!
The brow, Anthony Davis hit a buzzer beater to win the game over the Nuggets. They have a 2-0 lead in their conference finals. Over the Denver Nuggets. The Miami Heat lead the Celtics 2-1 in the other conference finals. So looks like we might be seeing a Los Angeles-Miami NBA playoffs.
Ooh, I think Miami are the team on the roll at the moment.
Fine along. All right, last one, MG.
It sounds amazing but surreal. It's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah, that's the Hulk, Bryson DeChambeau, who is just changing the way golf is being played.
Why not Bryson DeChambeau? A major winner at the U.S. Open.
Won the U.S. Open this morning. The 27-year-old won his first major at Wingfoot. Finished 6 under par, MG. Mm. The only player to finish under par. Won it by 6 shots from fellow American Matt Wolf. Here's something I heard when I was in the lead up to the U.S. Open. Wingfoot, a notorious where Jeff Ogilvy won his U.S. Open.
Yes.
Notoriously one of the trickiest, most difficult courses getting around. The rough is a jungle. The greenskeeper, and I don't know how factual this is, but the greenskeeper apparently said, if the winner finishes any lower than 4 over par, I'll quit.
Wow.
Now, Bryson DeChambeau has taken that course apart over the course of the four rounds.
And I read some remarks. I think Rory McIlroy said something about, well, he's changing the face of golf. I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. Rory, it's a great thing. Because as soon as people come along and change what's happening in a positive way. I mean, this guy's hitting longer and stronger, and he's backing himself through science. Tiger Woods did it. Long John Daly did it. Everyone, how popular are these guys? This bloke's going to be a megastar, and everyone's going to be one. Everyone wants to be him. No longer is it fairways in regulation. You can hit in the rough as long as you hit in the rough and chip out with a wedge and not a 6-iron like he's been doing. And some of the putts he nailed, like, come on, that's, you know, you hit for show and putt for dough, and that's exactly what he did. He earned this one. He had a big time.
This is not an easy driving course by any means. A little bit of sour grapes potentially from Rory. He did put on the big story. He put on 10 kilos of muscle in the break. He's a massive unit. He leads the tour in meters or yards, as they call it, off the tee. So Bryson DeChambeau, 27 years of age, We're going to be talking about this man for a few years to come. I think he's got more majors in his future. Very nice work, MG. That was Has MG Been Paying Attention? We're done for you Monday. Tomorrow at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram. Be there 4 o'clock. Just after 4 o'clock, we'll be doing the final Teamless Tuesday for the regular season, MG.
Be there or be square. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.